Today's Amud is Chagiga Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on Chesem and Aleph, the second line from the top, by the words Amar Mar. So says the Gemara, we had mentioned Amar Mar, that Beis Hillel Oimrim min HaMaiser, that when it comes to the Shalmei Chagiga, so we spoke about the Eilas Re'iyah, everybody holds has to come in Achulin. We spoke about the Shalmei Simcha, which is not really a Chiv. It's only if you don't have other meats, then you bring a Shalmei Simcha. So the Shalmei Simcha could come even from Maiser money. When it comes to the Shalmei Chagiga, so that the Mishnah said that according to Beis Shammai, it has to come from Chulin. And according to Beis Hillel, it could even come from Maiser. Now the Shita of Beis Shammai is very understandable. There's a Shalmei Chagiga. It has to come from Ma'is Chulin. It has to come from Chulin money. You can't use Maiser to pay for it because it's a Chiv. You have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. The Shaila is on Shitas Beis Hillel. Amai davar shebechayvehu. Why? Ask the Gemara, why does Beis Hillel say that you're allowed to use Maiser money to pay for the Shalmei Chagiga? Davar shebechayvehu. This is a carbon that you have a chiv to bring. V'chol davar shebechayva einoi ba elamen achulin. And the rule is, anytime you have a chiv to do something, so you have to use chulin money to pay for it. You can't use Maiser money. So Amar Ula explained that when Beis Hillel said you could use Maiser of Hada, it doesn't mean you could just use Maiser to pay for your Shalmei Chagiga. It's a davar shebechayva. You have to use Chulin. Rather, when Beis Hillel said that you could use Maiser, he meant Bataifel. He meant that you're combining and you're using both Chulin and Maiser. Now, what does it mean to combine? In what way? How does he combine his Maiser with his Chulin? So that we have a Machleika Samarayim. Chizkiya said, that the way he's teifel is that he's teifel in behema le behema, ve'in teifel in ma'is le ma'is. The way you're teifel is by combining animals, meaning you have one whole animal that's just coming from chulin, and then you could add more chagiga animals on top of that, and those animals could be paid for using ma'isir money. So now all those karbanis, all those animals have a din, have a shame, karban chagiga, shalmei chagiga, and still you're allowed to use maaser money, but you have to have at least one animal that only comes from chulin. But you don't be taiflin ma'is the mice. Don't just put all the money in one pot and use the mixture of all the money to buy a bunch of different animals. Let's say he's buying 10 animals, he should buy one animal that's just with chulin money, and then the additional 9 animals he could use maaser money. But he should not just pool all the money together and then buy all 10 animals with the mixture of ma'is chulin and ma'is ma'iser. As opposed to Rabbi Yechlin Amar, Rabbi Yechlin's chelik on Chizkiya, and he says, mamish the opposite. He says, Adar Abba, it's better to be teifel in ma'is the ma'is, combine all the money into one pot, and use all the money to buy all 10 animals, ve'ein teifel in behema le behema. Don't just buy one behema using chulin and then the rest with ma'iser. It's better to buy all 10 using the mixture. The machlekes is quality versus quantity. Chizkiya says that it's better to have quality, better to have one behema that's completely chulin. You'll have one animal that's completely chulin, and then the other 9 in a chanami, they won't be as good. There'll be a maiser that was used to pay for them. But at least you have one quality animal. You have one animal that was just chulin money. As opposed to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says that quantity is better than quality, and better to have all 10 that's at least somewhat chulin. So you don't have any one animal that's exclusively chulin, but at least now you have all ten. You have all 10 animals that are partially chulin, and that's better than having one that's totally chulin. So that's the machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Now says the Gemara, the Tani Kavasid de Chizkiya and Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yechanan. We have a braisa that supports each shita. Each shita really has a makar from a Tano. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yechanan. First we have a braisa which says, like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's better to pool the mice, or that you're supposed to pool the mice together and not the behemoths. It's the money that's supposed to be pooled together. How do we know that? The Braisa says, the pasuk on that which the Torah says, that you're supposed to bring a carbon on the Yomtiv, and it says this lashon of misas, that you're supposed to use misas. Misas is a lashon of chulin. We'll see later in the Gemara how we know that misas is a lashon of chulin, but that's melami, that teaches us, sha'adam mevi chayvasay min achulin. Now when a person pays for his chagiga, say when he pays for his carbon, he has to use chulin money to pay for it. It has to be misas, it has to be chulin money. And how do we know that if he wants to mix mixing, L'chaira is referring to the money, not animals. You don't mix the animals, you mix the money. So how do we know that if he wants to mix the money, that he's allowed to mix the money? That you could add to it as Hashem blessed you. You could mix the money, Ma'ischulin, together with Ma'ismaiser. Al-Kapanim, you see from here, from this Braisa, that you're pulling together the money. You're not mixing together the animals. You don't buy different animals. You're mixing. Mixing is a lashon that you do with the money. You're mixing the money. So that's like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're taifling ma'is the ma'is, vein taifling behemel behema. Tani kavasi de chizkia. We have a braisa that says, we have a tana that says like chizkia, that you're supposed to be taifling behemel behema. Because the Braisa says like this, again on the same pasuk that says Misas Melamed Sha'adam Mevi Chayvasa Min Achulin, that teaches us that a person has to bring his carbon using chulin money. Mikan Ve'elech, from then and onwards, for meaning after he finishes with the Shalmei Chagiga, now he's bringing his Shalmei Simcha, so that Min HaMeiser, that he could use Meiser money. But the carbon Chagiga has to come totally from chulin. Ubeis Hillel Aimrem, however, Beis Hillel is Chaylik, and Beis Hillel says that no, it doesn't have to only come from chulin, just the Achil. Just the first animal you eat has to come from chulin. Mikan ve'elech min ha'meiser. But if you bring any additional animals, so then you can even use meiser money to pay for it. So that's already the braisa that says, like Chizkiah, that you see you bring one animal from chulin and then the rest you could use meiser. Now we'll finish the braisa. Says Beis Hillel, v'shar kol yameisa Pesach, during the rest of the days of Pesach, when you're bringing a carbon, not anymore the chagiga, now you're bringing the shalmei simcha. So now when you're bringing the shalmei simcha, adam yaitse yidei chayvasai b'meiser behema, you could even use meiser behema to be used for the shalmei simcha. Any sort of carbon could be used, even meiser behema. It's not a carbon that you have a chiv to bring separately. You don't have a chiv to bring, an independent chiv to bring a shalmei simcha. So you could use meiser behema, which is when you have 10 animals, you count the 10th one, you let all the animals go through the pen, you put paint on the 10th, every 10th animal, and that 10th animal you bring as Meiser Behema, so a person could be Yoytze, his mitzvah of Simcha, during the rest of Yom Tov, using the Meiser Behema. Now I asked the Gemara, B'yamtiv my time alai, why can't he be yotze on the first day of Yamtiv using Meiser Behema? Meaning, let's say the additional animals that he uses for his Shalmei Chagiga. We said the additional animals he could use Ma'is Meiser. So why can't he use Meiser Behema? It's mashma only the rest of Pesach you could use Meiser Behema. But on the first day of Yamtiv, you're not allowed to use only on the rest of the days of Yamtiv you could use Meiser Behema. But on the first days you're not allowed to. Mashma even for the additional karbana you say you're using for the Shalmei Chagiga. So why can't you use Meiser Behema for those ones? If you don't have to use Chulin for those ones, so why can't you use Meiser Behema? So on that, Amar Rav Ashi explains that there is a different chashash. It's because Doma Asi Asure Biyamtif. It's because if we allowed you to use Meiser Behema, you might come to actually take off Meiser Behema on Yamtif. And that you wouldn't be allowed to do. V'yafshal Asur Biyamtif, and you're not allowed to take off Meiser Behema on Yamtif. The reason being, Mishum Sikarta, is because you're supposed to paint the 10th animal. Every 10th animal that comes out of the pen, you give it a dab of paint, and that you're not allowed to do on Yamtif. So in order to prevent a person from accidentally forgetting and painting on his animal, so therefore Chazal said that he's not allowed to use Meiser Behema for his chiyuv on the first day, even though technically speaking it should have been fine to use it for the additional animals that he's bringing for his Shalmei Chagiga. It should technically, in terms of Hilchos Chagiga, it should have been fine, but because of the chashash of Mishum Sikarta, so therefore Chazal said that he's not allowed to use Meiser Behema for that carbon only the rest of the days when it's Chol HaMoed, so then he could to use Meiser Behema to at least be yotzei his mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Now, going back on both braises darshan from the word misas, that misas is a lashon of chulin, right? We had a tani kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, a tani kavasid Chizkiah, we're finished with that now. The Gemara is going back now on both braises, which darshan from the word misas, that we're talking about chulin. And the question is my mashma the high misas lishna de chulin hu? Where does the braises get it from that misas is a lashon of chulin? So it says the Gemara de chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'yasem ha-melech ha-chashverosh mas al ha-aretz. The word for tax is a mas, Achashverosh put a tax on the land. So you see a mas is a tax, is chulin. Chulin, you use chulin, tax is a chulin payment. So you see that mas is a lashon of chulin. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Yisrael yaitzin yedei chayvasam b'nedarim v'nedavais. When it comes to the mitzvah of simcha, there's no intrinsic chiyuv to bring a shalmei simcha. If you have other basar kachim, you could be yaitzin your mitzvah of simcha using the other basar kachim. So if you have nedarim, nedavais, other karbanais, you could use that for your mitzvah of simcha. So Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, V'samachta b'chagecha, the Pasuk says you should rejoice on your chag, l'rabbis kol mine smachis, any sort of thing, any sort of carbon that's going to give you simcha, any sort of basar that's going to give you simcha, you could use that to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. There's no chiev to bring a shalom simcha independently. You could be yaitzeh with other animals. Kol mine smachis simcha. It's coming to be marba all types of simcha for the mitzvah of simcha. Mikan amru chachamim, it's from this. The Chazal said, Yisrael yaitzeh de chayvasam ben adarim, that the Yisrael could be yaitzeh his chiv of simcha, even using the basar that he had to bring anyways for neder, nedava, ma'aser behema. It's all fine as long as he has meat. He could use that for his mitzvah of simcha. Va'kayhanim, who have additional parts of karbanis that they receive, bechatas, va'asham, u'bechar, u'bechaz v'shoik, they have all these other parts of the animal that they get, so they could also be yaitzeh their mitzvah of simcha using these chalakim. Now, yachal af ba'ifesum min achais, I might think that a person can be yaitzeh's mitzvah of simcha, even using chicken, using ifes, using birds, and using minachais as flour. These are also kachim, so maybe a person could be yaitzeh with these types of kachim. Tam olaymar, then no. The pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha. The lesson is not just that you should be sameach, it's you should be sameach with your chag. Chag is also a lashon of a chagiga. So, misha chagiga ba'a mehem. The type of thing you have to use, the type of meat you have to eat to be yaitze, the mitzvah of simcha, is the type of meat that the chagiga could come from, which is yatzu elu shein chagiga ba'a mehem. Chagiga, as we mentioned previously, a dafago, it has to come dafka from a zevach, it has to be basar behema. As the pasuk says, lo yalan chilev chagai, we're talking about a behema. So just like a chagiga has to be a behema, so v'samachta b'chagecha means simcha also has to be with an animal. It's yatzu elu she'en chagiga ba'meham. It's excluding eifais and menachis, which cannot be used for the mitzvah of chagiga. So too, you can't be yaitzeh the mitzvah of simcha using those foods. It has to dafka be basar behema. Rav Ashi says a different makar. The way we know that you can't be yaitzeh with eifais and menachis is mi v'samachta nafka. We learn it out from the actual word, v'samachta. The word v'samachta itself teaches us that it has to be meat. Yatzu elush ein ben simcha. Because that itself excludes eifes and menachis, because eifes and menachis don't give a person simcha. They don't satiate a person in the same way that meat does. So therefore, to be yaitzi, the mitzvah of simcha, a person has to dafka use basar behema and not eifes and menachis. Rav Ashi, hai b'chagecha mayavilei. L'maisa Rav Ashi, who doesn't learn it out from v'samachta b'chagecha. So what does he do with this that the pasuk says b'chagecha? It doesn't just say v'samachta. It says v'samachta b'chagecha. What does Rav Ashi learn from b'chagecha? So says the Gemara, hu l'kadrav Daniel bar Katinan. He uses that for the drasha of Daniel bar Katina that we had in Meseches Ma'id Katan. The Amar of Daniel bar Katina Amar Rav. How do we know that a person's not allowed to get married on Cholamayit? He's not allowed to do Nesuin on Cholamayit. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that v'samachta b'chagecha. Doesn't just say to be happy. If it just said to be happy, I might think you could be happy using other means. Be happy with a wife. Be happy with whatever new thing you buy on Cholamayit. Buy something nice and be happy. And that's the mitzvah. No. The simcha has to come from the chag. It's v'samachta b'chagecha, that we learn from there, v'loi b'ishtecha, and not with your wife. That would take away from the simcha sachag. It has to be that your simcha is coming from the chag, and therefore a person's not allowed to get married on cholamayit. So that's what Rav Ashi learns from v'samachta b'chagecha, and just from the word itself, v'samachta, that's how he learns that a person has to dafka b'yaitzeh the mitzvah of simcha using basar behema, and not oifes u'menachais.